Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Federal Reserve years ago boxed itself into a corner. Since the Feds pushed the federal funds interest rate down to zero 7 years ago, its only options at subsequent meetings had been to either leave the rate alone or to raise it. Unfortunately, leaving this interest rate at zero encouraged riskier business ventures. It also prompted too many people to borrow more than they could afford. For instance, the credit card default rate started rising early this year. The U.S. Department of Education reported in October that student loan defaults this year were almost 12%, compared to about 7% in 2008. Subprime auto loans now make up around 40% of all vehicle loans, compared to about 20% in normal markets. Alternatively, if the Fed raised the benchmark interest rate, that would increase stock price volatility. Bloomberg reported that interest rate increases historically result in lower stock values. That means job losses. The International Monetary Fund warned the Federal Reserve that any interest rate hike would devastate the economies of developing nations. So, when the FOMC met this week, they were going to go wrong no matter what they did or did not do. As I'm sure you have heard, the Fed announced the anticipated quarter-point rate hike 2 days ago. The U.S. government, acting through its primary trading partners and allies, were ready to manipulate markets to make it appear that the rate hike was insignificant. The price of gold was only allowed to rise 1%, and silver jumped a mere 3% on Wednesday, while American stock prices were magically supported. Don't be lulled into thinking everything is fine. Just about every non-governmental economic report, index, and indicator show economic activity in America is plummeting at a rate last seen in the Great Recession just 7 years ago. On the false pretext that the U.S. economy is improving, the Feds also announced plans for continuing rate hikes next year. Let's see how long this charade lasts and how soon the Feds again cut interest rates. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.